Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. You know, I've always found our first reading from the book of Revelation to be kind of fascinating. Now, there's a big misunderstanding about the book of Revelation. A lot of people think that it's about predicting the future. That, you know, if it talks about a dragon, well, that's probably China. Or if it talks about a bear, that's probably Russia. And so people get scared. They look at this and they're thinking, oh my goodness, this is coming true. The end of the world's going to come. Well, that's not what the book of Revelation is about at all. It's about what was going on back then, at that time in the early church. And the big reality back then was the Roman Empire. And particularly the emperor Nero. Nero persecuted the Christians terribly. Stories have been told that the Christians that he captured, he'd cover their bodies in pitch, and then he would tie them up out in his yard or whatever when he was having a dinner party and set them on fire in order to light his dinner party. These stories are true. It's horrible. The guy was a beast. And speaking of beasts, you know the number 666, the mark of the beast? It actually says that. Now, what that really is the numbers are very important in the book of Revelation. And numerical numbers were ascribed to the Hebrew letters of the alphabet. So this is sort of a code. And those who understand the code would know that it spells out the Emperor Nero. And numbers are very important. And it's in code because this letter was circulated amongst all the churches in the ancient world. And if the Roman authorities found this document that had anything that even hinted at sedition against the Roman emperor, they would come down upon them like a ton of bricks. So everything is sort of thinly veiled. Now what we have in this reading is a vision of heaven. You know, if you're going to talk about heaven, you have to use symbolic language, because it's beyond time and space. We can't even begin to conceive of what heaven would be like. So you have to use symbolic language. The streets of heaven are paved with what?
Gold.
Gold.
Gold never tarnishes. You see, so all of this, it's all symbolic. And in this vision, there's a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Now, a lot of people seem to think that not many people are going to get into heaven. Well, I, of course, am going to go. But it's doubtful if you're ever going to get it. But John makes it clear in this book, every nation, tribe, race, tongue, no one could count them. Now, what are they doing? What are these people in heaven doing? Well, they are. They're waving palm branches. Palm branches were a symbol of victory in the ancient world. Now, are they waving the palm branches and saying, yeah, we were good. We earned our way here. They're not saying that at all. They're saying salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb. They were there because of what Christ did, not because of what they did. Now, this is the time of year, and this day in particular, is when we remember our departed loved ones. We remember the heroes of the faith, the great saints, and then there's the rest of us. And we remember those faithful departed as well. The ancient Celts spoke of this time of year as the thin time. They believed that the barrier between heaven and earth was very thin, and that there could be some communication between us and our departed loved ones. Now, I might be deluding myself, but, you know, I sort of feel that this time of year. I really do. And the Christian church has always believed in what's called the communion of saints. Our departed loved ones are still with us. They are still part of the church. And in that ancient understanding, they're praying for us. They're rooting for us. So today, I'm going to be reading a list of names of our departed loved ones. You know, if you have anything that you need to say to anyone, any departed loved one in your heart, today would be a good day to do that. And remember, they're safe now, because God has wiped away all of their tears. In the name of the Father.